What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the overall moral behind this HMT, do not feel sympathy for women who choose to be with quote unquote the wrong guy, especially when people have said to her, that's not a good guy for you. Like the woman in this article who thought ultimately she could change that guy. However, there are more details that I'm going to clue you into as I read through this article that was published on the 10th of February. Man allegedly offlines his girlfriend and shoots her two nephews in the Bronx. Gonna go ahead and spoil that part. The two nephews, they survive. They're okay. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A trail of blood is an unbearable sight for the relatives of Saida Mejia Bonilla. It was on East 203rd Street that the 40-year-old woman took her final breaths early Saturday morning. The victim's live-in boyfriend, pinned that, Rosvin Mejia Castillo, allegedly shot her several times and shot her nephews, a 9-year-old and a 16-year-old, who were staying with her, police said. Quote, unquote, I feel so bad because I was not here to protect my sister, said her brother, Kelvin Reyes. Ladies, that goes to a point that I always make about when men decide to put the mask on. No one's going to be there to, quote, unquote, get that man off you. Her brother says the couple had a tumultuous relationship and he reported the domestic violation to police before. One time, gentlemen, if you care about your female relative, report it one time. And if she refuses to leave after that, you know what you do? Wash your hands of the situation. Investigators tracked down Castillo a short distance away and arrested him. The 37-year-old is charged with termination, attempted termination, assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and endangering the welfare of a child, police said. You caught that, right? She's 40. He's 37. He's living in her place. Oh, I'm going to have fun breaking this down after the article. The family tells PIX 11 News that the suspect became enraged with Bonilla because she went out with friends. So he called her multiple times, demanding that she come home. When she did, they say he opened fire. Quote, unquote, he was already here waiting for her just to offline her, said her grieving brother. The suspect and victim both hail from Honduras. We are told Bonilla, whose nickname is Zhao Mara, was proud of her Garifuni heritage and was known to cook and sell traditional dishes. Yeah. We're going into the whole, she was such an angel. She was such a light to the community. Blah, blah, fucking blah. They say she was the life of the party and was always happy. But they started to see her light dim after she got into a relationship with Castillo 2 years ago, who they say was possessive and tried to control her every move. How about this? She was where she wanted to be with who she wanted to be with. Quote unquote, just fighting and arguments every time, everywhere, every day, said a relative who wants to remain anonymous. Quote unquote, when he was living with my sister, nobody came to my sister's house because of him. He was a toxic person, says Reyes. The 16-year-old nephew was released from the hospital, and the 9-year-old remained in stable condition. We are told Bonilla's mother was so distraught, she had to be medically sedated. Quote unquote, she talked to me about it, that she was living in domestic violation, but I could do nothing to help her because she was so scared that she made a report. He could do something to me after you or the police leave the house. I am so scared. The family says they want swift justice and want the suspect to remain behind bars. It is not clear yet when he will face a judge. Well. Gentlemen, we have another reverse age gap relationship. Now, we all know what happens when the woman is older than the man. The level of respect that she will give that man is next to nil. We know this. We've seen this many times. Women like this are often very domineering, which is why they choose younger men that they think that they can control. However, this young man, like other young men in the same situation, when they felt they were disrespected beyond their limit, what did they do? Exactly. They took matters into their own damn hands. She's not the first, and she damn sure will not be the last. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously a problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this a 40 because of the two nephews involved. And for the brutality factor, he popped her multiple times. Got to give that a 15. So Rosvin, cap popping Castillo, gets a score of 70. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. Women choose the men that they decide that they want to lay down with. Oh, he was so toxic. Oh, he was such a bad guy. Oh, I was so scared that I couldn't go to the police. Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit. I am so sick of that excuse that women love to throw out as to why they still choose to remain in a quote unquote toxic relationship. When women, it does not matter if she is a foreign woman, can still walk their happy ass right down to the police and say, hey, I'm in a bad relationship. this guy is doing such and such to me. They know good and damn well there are so many domestic violation shelters that women can go to. No, 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 no. No. More than likely, this guy was, as BGS Itmore would put, a compromised man. He's younger. More than likely, he had a criminal record. More than likely, there was something that that woman knew about him that she could use to lord over him. The fact that she went out with her friends, yeah, that right there meant what? You live with me, therefore, as a man, I don't have to respect you. Therefore, I'm going to do what I want. And if you dare challenge me on this, I can throw you out. That's the standard operating procedure for a lot of women, especially women in the American Black community. Yeah. Women love, quote unquote, compromised men because they know if this guy gets out of line, I can just simply make a phone call and get the police to handle him for me. Yeah, that's the thought process. However, ladies, the idea of you shacking up with a younger man who you think you can control, nah. More and more men are not going for it. If anything, you're going to be used as nothing more than pump and dump material. And eventually, that man, if he does get himself together, if he does find his self-worth, if he does find his self-respect, he's going to walk away from you. And that's something that a lot of these older women, they also cannot stand. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you older women out there who think that you're going to get yourself a young man, that way you could be domineering, you can treat him like a son husband, and think that that man's not eventually going to find his own path, that he's not going to eventually say enough is enough. The power you think you have in that reverse age gap relationship, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to finally get yourself a man that you can lord over, that you can impose your will on, and there's nothing that he can do about it, that's going out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, all you older ladies who think that you're going to finally be able to dominate a man, No. Because at the end of the day, that man is still a man. And guess what? He can take matters into his own damn hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.